as students listen to this, and some perhaps want to become an editorial writer, is there a track to follow, or is it a style, or are you just born wanting to write in longer form than a reporter?
No, I don't think so. One time a young reporter came to me. I was in the department. I'm not sure I was head of the department then. She'd had about 3 or 4 years' experience, and she said, I'd like to start writing editorials. How do I do that? And I said, well, I was here 25 years before they let me loose. I can only speak for the Tulsa World, and I've had to defend that. A guy came down here one time from New York or someplace, and he was just incensed that we didn't have a black on our editorial staff. You know, it was a big deal when we promoted a couple of women in there. Frankly, some of my old bosses probably wouldn't have done that. I brought both of the women back there. And we would have a black. But what we've always done is promoted from within and promoted people with experience. In my judgment, you don't take a 25-year-old person who's got 2 or 3 years' experience and make an editorial writer out of them. There can be an argument made for that, but what about the guy that's been on the staff 20 years and covered all those runs and it comes time to promote and you promote somebody that's under him in the newsroom? It's just not good for employee morale. So we've always considered the editorial writing jobs as the best jobs and the end jobs on that newspaper. Now, other newspapers may do it differently and there can be arguments made for doing it differently. I know that. But that has been what we've been working on. Brings up kind of a touchy thing. We've had some really outstanding black folks, male and female, working for the World. We've had a hard time holding on to them. One fellow that showed so much promise and was a really brilliant guy wound up as the editor of Sports Illustrated, I think. One of the guys that came down here, we talked about it one day. He came back to see me. His name, Ray Marcano. Well, Ray was black, and he used to laugh and say, he's a twofer. He's black with a Hispanic surname. He was talking about race relations, and he said, black people my age, me, have a lot of old hurts and so on from the years of segregation, and I can see that. But the young people did not labor under that, and so he would say to young people, look, if you're black and you've got ability, the sky's the limit. Ray proved that. He didn't stay with us a year before he went on to bigger and better things. He was a good hand and a smart guy, and that's been the experience there. So do we have any black people on the staff who have got the experience that we've said needed to be done? Not yet. For a long time, we didn't have any women that met that sort of thing. But then when it came time to make some changes, we had Jan Pearson, who had been there since she was 18. And although she looks considerably younger than that, she's been on that paper 35 years, I guess. So we brought her into the editorial department. And then when we had another opening there, we had Julie Delcour, who'd covered all of the bombing. I mean, just a tip-top reporter. So we brought her into the editorial department. And there are other women that are qualified, and that's been something that's changed so much since I first came in, is that many of our top people are women. I think if you just do a head count, we've probably got more women in the newsroom than men now. When I first went in, I could count the female reporters. There were two, Joanne Gordon and Frieda Gold.
And why is that, that women have surfaced and men have backed out?
Women have been let into the professional world every place. You know, there are a hell of a lot more female lawyers than there were. You know, when I went to the courthouse, there was one notorious female lawyer that I remember. There was one female judge, and she was kind of an anomaly, the first. So that's happened in a lot of professions. My own daughter is a lawyer, and when she came out of law school, it was right at the time when every law firm needed to have a female on the staff because they were becoming aware that women were coming into their own on that. So newspaper business isn't the only business that shares that situation, but it is a profession in which women can excel, and they do. They are very, very good reporters. I tell my wife that's because they're just naturally more nosy than men. But I don't get away with that, but
it's still a good mix between male and female in the journalism business.
Yeah, it's a good mix. It's just we've opened up the opportunity. For example, This is another thing that makes me love the Lortons. I mean, there was a time when I looked over the salaries in the department, and the two women were not making what they should compared to the men in the department. Now, the men had more seniority in the department, more seniority on the paper, but there was too big a discrepancy between the salaries. And so I go to young Bobby Lorton and say, you know, Bob, we need to adjust these things so that the women are getting as much as the men on a comparative basis. He didn't bat an eye, and a couple of those women got $500, $600 a month increases. So I think that shows a little bit of enlightenment. I mean, a lot, as a matter of fact. Those things are fond memories of mine, of my management guys. I mean, they treated me very, very well down through the years, both personally and in what I wanted to do in the department.